End of abundance, President Macron warns of public unrest in France's energy crisis bites. By Peter Cattell on August 24, 2022. President Emmanuel Macron has warned that the French public may react poorly to what he calls the end of abundance in France and Europe, as multiple crises brought about largely by political management wreak havoc on the continent. With a long line of political mismanagement finally coming to a head across the European continent, France's President Emmanuel Macron has now said that his country faces what he calls the end of abundance, something he fears could disrupt the stability of his nation. Macron's warning comes amid growing political panic in neighboring Germany, where many political bigwigs are now fearing that the country faces a future of riots and public upheavals as people lose the ability to adequately heat their homes over the winter. In a speech delivered to the French people on Wednesday, Macron warned that the various material and social comforts many had grown accustomed to were now disappearing across the Western world. "I believe that what we are experiencing is of the order of a great shift or a great upheaval," broadcaster BFM TV reports the president is saying. "Basically, we are living through the end of abundance. That of costless liquidity, we will have to draw the economic consequences. That of products and technologies that seem perpetually available to us, the break in value chains," he continued. Such a great upheaval, Macron claimed, was likely to cause the French public to react poorly, something he seemingly urged politicians in France not to inflame. "Faced with this great shift, our fellow citizens may react with great anxiety," he said, warning his colleagues that conditions were giving so-called illiberal regimes greater strength. Ultimately, he begged the French public to agree to pay the price for what Macron described as our freedom and our values, although it remains unclear whether the French public will actually heed his call should the multitude of current crises in regards to energy and inflation continue to worsen. To make matters worse for Macron, his nation has to also worry about not only national but EU-wide instability, with the likes of inflation and the ongoing energy crisis being largely wrapped up in the actions of green agenda-loving bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg. While the war in Ukraine is no doubt the straw that broke the camel's back, the energy crisis facing the bloc, in particular, can largely be traced back to climate-crazy policies implemented both at the state and EU level, with many nations across the transnational organization getting themselves addicted to Russian energy exports that they are now unable to replace. This has had a major knock-on effect on the price of energy on the continent, with even nations that did not directly rely on Russian gas paying the price. For example, nearly 70% of people in Ireland are now reportedly expected to fall into energy poverty should bills in the country double or more, a scenario that is now far from an impossibility. Meanwhile, countries at the epicenter of the crisis are in far more dire straits, with politicians in Germany expecting that they may be forced to deal with gas riots during the winter that will make earlier COVID lockdown protests look like a children's birthday party by comparison. One official went so far as to describe members of the public who will look at challenging the country's ruling elite during the period as the new enemies of the state. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.